Yet an opportunity to spend some time talking with County Farm Bureau presidents from Ohio who are here in Washington, D.C., talking about a proposed produce safety rule. Mm-hmm. What's this deal with?
So in January, FDA released a more than 500-page rule dealing with the safety of fresh produce that is grown in the United States and imported as well. This goes back to actually legislation that was passed through Congress in 2010, which actually directed FDA to do more on the produce safety front. FDA has always regulated the safety of fresh produce. That's always been under their authority. But Congress gave them a specific direction to sort of step up their efforts in the wake of some high-profile outbreaks, particularly things in like leafy greens, spinach, tomatoes. But Congress gave FDA some additional direction to do more in that regard of growing conditions that promote produce safety.
We are in a comment period right now.
That's correct. The rule that was published on January the 16th currently has a 120-day comment period. So growers have until May the 16th to submit their thoughts on the proposed rule to FDA. And Ohio Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau will also be submitting comments as well. This is really the best opportunity for growers and the organizations that represent them to make any changes in the proposed rule.
So what are some of the concerns that the American Farm Bureau Federation has with this proposed rule?
Well, we have some concerns with the scope of the proposed rule in terms of the number of commodities that it affects. We think that there may be some commodities that get pulled into the proposed rule that maybe shouldn't be focused on quite as much as others. We certainly agree that there are some commodities that, because of the very nature of the fruit or the vegetable itself and the way it's grown and consumed, those tend to be a little bit more susceptible to problems. So things like leafy greens, spinach, tomatoes, strawberries, melons, those are some types of produce that have had foodborne illness-associated outbreaks in the past and that we think are appropriate to focus on. Bringing in some of the others that maybe haven't had problems, we think maybe dilutes the focus a little bit and may be overly burdensome given the very small risk that those other commodities pose. So we would like FDA to narrow their focus a little bit in terms of the proposed covered commodities.
The county presidents from Ohio Farm Bureau are going to have an opportunity to go out to FDA while they're here in D.C. Good time to talk about this subject.
It is a great time to talk about this subject. As I mentioned, we are in the comment period right now, and so FDA is very much in a listening mode. They have put out kind of their thoughts. This is a great time for actual growers to respond to FDA's thoughts and tell FDA what is either workable or probably even more importantly, this is a great time to tell them what's not workable to make sure that there are changes made before a final rule is published and they have to comply with it.
So is it a topic that they should also be talking with their congressional offices about?
Well, Congress, to some extent, has already done their work in this arena. They were the ones who passed the legislation back in 2010 that gave FDA the authority and really the direction to go in this area. However, we have had some conversations with congressional offices because Congress still plays an oversight role with the federal agencies even after their legislative role is done. And certainly Congress can always come back and amend those statutes if there are things that aren't working well or if they decide that, you know, maybe they gave FDA too much leeway or not enough direction in certain areas. So at this point, we think it's primarily a regulatory issue with the Food and Drug Administration, but certainly there are members of Congress, particularly those on the agriculture committees or those that come from very large produce growing areas, that are keeping a very close eye on this as well.
Comment period is scheduled to end on May 16th. If everything would go on schedule, how soon could we see the proposed rule become rule?
I think about the earliest that we would see a final rule would probably be very early in 2015, late 2014, early 2015. We're talking about another kind of year and a half. FDA is required by law to read and respond to, in some form or fashion, every comment that they receive. And we certainly expect a very large number of comments on this issue, given the number of people that are affected by it and the length of the rule and the complexity of it. Just wading through all of the potential comment areas is a big chore. So we think that this will not be a rule that gets wrapped up quickly. In order to read and respond to all those comments, it'll take some time. And I do think FDA wants to get this right. They don't want a rule that is not possible to comply with. They want a rule that is realistic. And so helping them get in that direction, I think, is kind of really what the industry's charge and Farm Bureau's charge should be, is to help them get a final rule that really is workable and does improve consumer confidence in the safety of our fresh produce.